When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with Sexy Time. She's coming up right after this.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
And I'll tell you about a man named Jed. Poor mountaineer, yeah. Barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, yeah. Up from the ground come a bubbling crude. Black gold Texas tea. Sweet tea.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
There we go. Now with the very fine Allie Breen has joined us. Allie Breen is a stand-up comedian, and she is the hostess.
Hi, friend.
Of Sexy Time, the show where we try to help you with your romantic problems. Allie, what have you got?
Dear Allie, my husband is an only child and very close to his mom. For Valentine's Day, he got me a beautiful necklace, and I just found out he got the exact same thing for her. I got mad at him, and he doesn't understand why, and I said it takes all the romance out of it.
I don't think
so. He says the sentiment is obviously different for each of us, but he just knew we'd both love it. How do I get him to understand he's being super creepy?
I don't think it's creepy.
I don't think that's creepy.
I don't really think it's creepy.
I'm surprised to hear you guys.
I don't know. I love guys that love their mom.
Well, sure.
Like, yeah, I think it's kind of sweet.
It is very sweet.
Unless they're mama boys that like, mommy, I need you to do this for me.
But I would have thought this was a bad thing to get your mother and your lover the same gift.
Oh, it depends.
I'm with Josh on this one.
Really?
Yeah. I'm with
I mean, if it was something, if it were something of a sexual nature, like if it was a,
all right,
you know, like, don't hey, I bought you both the Love Wand 7000 diesel edition. But no, it's a
heart shaped necklace, right? Isn't that what you said?
It's a necklace. It didn't say heart shaped, but yeah,
I would assume.
Here's the thing. He's a guy. Most guys don't think about this kind of thing. Being he got you something he thought he was. Don't be upset that he doesn't understand. But I do kind of agree with you that he should have gone with something a little different.
I mean,
even a different color,
that's
silver and gold.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a fair point. But yeah, he's just a guy, and he's like, what?
Yeah, he doesn't get it, and don't be mad at him for that.
He's like one-stop shopping. This is perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but he sounds like a guy who's something really nice.
It does. So that's the thing. Just try
to be one thing. By the way, the butt plug, the blue one I got for mom.
That's her favorite color.
But then he'd be changing it up at least. There'd be a different color. He'd be okay.
Yeah, this is the kind of dumb thing I would have done.
Exactly. Yeah, give the guy.
I wouldn't have thought twice about it.
Give the guy a break.
Okay.
But that's what the girl will get mad about, the sentiment. Like, how did you not have romantic feelings for me when you bought this necklace?
He did.
And then you thought, like, that's exactly... It's like when a guy buys like a vacuum cleaner for his wife because she's like, but you need it, you'd love it. And she's like, but I wanted romance. I think that's what's going on here.
Yeah, the vacuum cleaner, better be a necklace hanging from the vacuum cleaner. Than
never buy an appliance.
Yeah, that's never a thing. Yeah, but as an electric this guy cord. Didn't. Yeah, but it sounds like a nice guy.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. Likes his mom.
Yeah.
I like the guy even more.
Yeah, cut him a little slack. It's okay.
Okay.
He'll know next time.
Yes, yes, exactly. Oh, yeah. He's learned his lesson, trust me.
What'd you get him? That's what I want to know.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
That's a good point. I mean, girls aren't obligated to get the guy anything for Valentine's
Day. Oh,
really? What?
I think, yeah.
Oh, this is America.
I bought my husband a Valentine gift, of course.
Now, let me ask you this. Was it something practical?
Yes.
See, because it goes different than
for the guys
guy.
Like practical.
So it's okay, you give him like a Black & Decker drill.
It wasn't but he would have liked it, I think.
Okay.
It was a small gift, but he liked it.
Yeah, it's hard to get a guy something non-practical. You can't get them jewelry, really, or, you know, makeup. It's tough.
I had a girl give me flowers one time.
Did you like it?
Oh. I hated it. I was
Did you really?
It was nice, but
what a stupid gift is this?
I would have rather had like a magnetic screwdriver. Or whatever.
I had a girlfriend, and I lived with her. She gave me a toaster oven for Christmas.
Well, yeah, but that sounds like Ace to me.
That sounds like Ace.
I gave my boyfriend an air fryer for Christmas. I thought I was doing a great job, and he was like, an air fryer? This was like a few years ago.
What's wrong with that?
This is not a criticism, but we know your diet. I would have thought you go through two or three air toaster ovens a year.
Yeah.
Isn't it mostly pizza rolls?
She nailed it, actually.
Oh, that's good.
As good a gift as you get.
You know, gift giving is difficult at all, like, it is all very the time. Difficult. And I think that this woman.
Did you get a gift on Valentine's Day?
He doesn't.
Maybe even from your girls?
I certainly did.
Oh, how nice. Yeah.
All right.
Some handmade Valentine's.
Yeah, that's like, did your especially from the girls. That's what you want more than anything.
Yeah.
Like, did your children get you some edible underwear or something?
Oh, God.
Could you go have diarrhea somewhere else, please?
I don't have diarrhea. Evidently, you have diarrhea.
This is just, could we move on? What's our next letter, Allie?
Yeah. Dear Allie, I drunkenly hooked up with my friend's boyfriend.
Yeah, you did.
Recently.
He told her
about it. Because he felt guilty and he said to her that we did hook up, but we did not have sex. That is true, but it's only because he couldn't stand at attention, so to speak.
Oh.
And believe me, he kept trying. He's making it seem like I would have been game, but his morals stopped him. And now my friend won't talk to me. And I think I should tell her the truth. What do you guys think?
I think you already botched it because he told her first, right?
Yeah.
Like, the boyfriend admitted the truth. So now what? Like, you're just...
Ugh.
I wonder why she's not mad at the
boyfriend. Yeah, this detail's not going to be that important.
No, it really isn't.
I don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah, why isn't she mad at the boyfriend? It's not her fault.
Yeah, how's he being...
Takes two to tango.
Yeah, wait a minute. Right. How's Mr. Clean getting out of this?
That's like, well... I look at it this way. This is how I would look at it. You are now free from those people. You know, like two less friends.
Yeah,
great.
You don't have to get them a toaster oven for Christmas.
Yeah,
you're on your own.
Yeah,
yeah. Wow. Plus side, always a silver lining. Yeah, I guess though that is an indication that the guy wasn't being honest with her. Maybe he was saying, oh, your friend came on to me so hard.
Right, I couldn't even.
I did a little bit, but then I stopped her.
Yes, exactly. That's why she's believing her boyfriend.
That girl's going to get hers in the end because he'll do something else.
Well, and also, you don't deserve to be the friend. I mean, you cheated. Right. This is the consequence.
You did cheat.
Yeah. No one's a good guy here.
No, so, yeah.
In a game of losers, there are no winners.
That's right.
Thank you, Chick. That's right.
That's right.
Hope this guy can get it together.
Should be on a t-shirt.
Well, somebody.
I'm sure, yeah. It's not like he may have been hammered.
They should go to be a monk or be a nun.
Okay, good. Let's go to our next letter. Allie Breen, it's sexy time. You can reach Allie. She spells her name Alliebreen. And on your favorite social media platform, you can weigh in with your love troubles. What have you got, Allie?
Dear Allie, I have two fake Instagram accounts that I use to stalk people I'm dating.
Attaboy.
Innocently, usually.
Or is it a girl?
Is it a girl or a boy?
It's a girl.
Gotta be a girl.
The guy I'm dating now just got pretty serious with me. He asked if we could, you know, be boyfriend, girlfriend. And so a few weeks later, I used one of these accounts to DM him and see if he'd bite. Well, he did. And he's being very flirty. And I'm devastated that he fell for it. It's too hard for me not to say anything, but I also want to see how far he'll go with this. The problem is, even if he stops responding to her now, I'm already mad. What should I do?
Just quit seeing the guy. You're a weird dude.
You should commit yourself.
Oh, you've been looking for a way out. Congratulations. Yeah, there's the door.
Wait a second, Josh. I want to hear your take on this.
Commit yourself. Take yourself to the nearest mental hospital and stay there for a while.
Oh, I think she should just commit to the role. Meet up as the fake girl, and he sees you. He knows it's over. So that's your way of saying, let's have some breakup sex and let's just call it.
Too much work.
That's great advice.
Live a healthier life, please. This is not good behavior.
No.
That is a great gotcha, though. If she actually plans a date using her fake account and then she herself shows up.
Yes.
That's a good hearted
gotcha. That is the point. A great gotcha. You're right. Boy, oh boy. Yeah. Way to go. You win.
It's so you can break up in person. There you go.
If a person does this to you, if you're going on a date and it ends up being this other person, you are allowed to stab them in the hand with your fork. That should be the law.
I don't think it
They're
is
both
the law.
Wrong. That's his best part. Yeah.
Man.
Have fun with it.
You lunatic.
Okay. Next.
Dear Allie, my wife and I are in therapy to try to get the spice back in our sex life. I love the idea of this, but I think that we're just too familiar with each other to recreate any big kind of excitement. I'm actually fine with boring sex, and it's weird we're trying to insert a stranger and now lingerie and toys into this. I'm really ready to just allow her to cheat if she needs to. Oh, I don't want to make our sex life work, but I don't want to make her feel bad. What should I do?
Well, at least you got a good attitude. Yeah.
Sounds like you're
signed. The game's on tonight. I can't be there. I know.
Man, this is kind of a different scenario. You don't hear this very often. The guy's going, yeah, I'm just going to let her cheat. I don't want to put any effort in it.
Right.
What?
Yeah.
Just doesn't want.
Maybe just tell her that then.
Yeah, see what happens.
Yeah. But that would hurt her feelings, I think.
Well, unless she's a stupid loudmouth. But that, of course, goes without saying. Yeah.
I still say if you can delegate like the feelings in your relationship, if you can say like, oh, we're having trouble with communication, you can go talk to a therapist. If you're having sex problems, you can delegate the sex. You can be like, all right, I guess we'll hang out and watch the game and then you'll go cheat afterwards. And come back home.
So probably are couples who live a very happy life like that. But
they don't consider it cheating. They consider it just part of their
open.
The real advice here, keep going. Keep talking to your therapist and her and tell your therapist all of this, even if you have to do it alone.
I can fix this in one word.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Let's hear it.
Zorro. You dress up as Zorro. Cape.
What?
Yeah.
Let's hear him out.
Oh, what a
cape,
great idea.
Okay.
Cape, hat, sword, nothing else. You walk into that bedroom, that'll spice up your sex life.
And when you finish, you have to do it in a Z.
Yes.
Or it'll be opposite. She'll never want to go to therapy again. She'll be like, this is not working. Right. We're never going
to
do anything like
Zorro
this.
Like a
toaster you may. I believe there is a new Zorro show out, so maybe it's somewhat top of mind.
Okay.
Just an unusual costume. He's got the mask. He's got the hat. He's got the sword.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the cape, of course. The cape's what really helps. Use it to clean up afterward.
The move. He gets way too into these scenarios. And then she's like, wait, okay, I'm okay with vanilla sex. This is too much for me.
Yeah, go above and beyond. Then she'll back down. Good call.
The Zorro thing might work in the opposite way.
Okay, so far, I think we're 0 for 4. What else have we got?
Dear Allie, I just had a big breakup. And one of the couples me and my ex-boyfriend would double date with are in a secret open relationship. Meaning they're allowed to do stuff outside of their marriage, just trying to not let the others find out. I've had no luck meeting someone online, so all I keep thinking about is this guy. Is it crazy for me to pursue this? I think a big part of it is just getting back at my ex or getting info on my ex, but it's truly the only thing that excites me right now. Should I do it?
Oh, that's tough because I normally would say, yeah, why not? But the fact that you really... It is kind of a covert way to get back at or learn about your ex.
I'm all confused. I'm lost.
A couple broke up.
Right. Okay.
Their friends have an open relationship.
Right.
Even though they try not to talk about it with each other is what I'm hearing. So they can go out and do their thing, but they don't come back and go, hey, I was with.
Mm-hmm.
So she wants to get with the guy in this open relationship.
Okay.
But for all the wrong reasons.
But it does sound like some of it is for the wrong reasons.
Pillow talk, she could talk about her ex or something.
Yeah. Ooh.
Move on.
Yeah, that's the best idea.
Plenty of other people out there.
Yeah. If she's obsessed with it, though, I think she's going to do it. If that's all that's on her mind.
Yeah,
you know.
Probably.
Yeah, but...
Mine's made up.
Then maybe what if her ex-husband or ex-boyfriend finds out she's slept with his best friend or one of his friends?
You know what, though? Dems to breaks when it comes to
breaking up.
He'll probably hook up with the other woman. It ends up being a big four-way at some point.
I don't know if there's a problem.
Which one's dressed as Zorro? I lost my place. We have time for another letter. What do you got, Allie?
Dear Allie, please settle a debate for me. If you know someone is flirting with you, but you have a boyfriend, do you need to tell them right away? Or can you wait until they ask you out or make a pass? My boyfriend says I'm way too flirty and I never tell people that I have a boyfriend until I absolutely have to. But I feel like it would be really presumptuous to just start a conversation by being like, sorry, I have a boyfriend. Who's right here?
Whoa.
Wait a minute.
I think we're all going to have different answers.
What is she doing that she needs that constant reassurance? Is that what I'm hearing? That she has to flirt with all these other people?
Yeah,
I guess that's what it sounds like. He thinks she's flirting with everyone. And I think she thinks she's just talking to them. I don't know. She probably knows she's flirting, but she doesn't think that she needs to stop until they make a pass. I don't
think you're being totally honest with us, ma'am. I think you like flirting.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah.
But you're not going to cheat. I think you're loyal, but you still like flirting.
You need that ego boost.
Yeah.
You've got to flirt a little bit harder than just talking to someone for them to make a pass, right? Like there's touching, like a...
Well, that's... I'm a problem because I'm this person. I'm not a cheater, but I like flirting. So, I don't know.
So, as you're handing her brassiere back, she says, by the way, I have a boyfriend.
So you think it's gone fairly far.
Before she lets him know.
Hey, before you break out the Zorro hat.
No, that's not flirting.
I think that's intercourse is what you got there. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you feel bad, though, Josh, if you flirt to the point where she asks you out and then you have to be like, oh, I have a boyfriend? Because then, I have a girlfriend. Whatever you have.
I don't know. You guys have all heard my flirting. Talk to Christy and it's... You know what I mean? It's all bad. It's not... I don't think it ever gets to a point where they want to ask me out.
Gotcha. It's like lighthearted.
Yeah.
When they say, by the way, Josh, here's your underwear back. That was a little too much. I just went to get a coffee. Okay. Let's see. We got time for one more, Allie.
Dear Allie, I've been seriously dating a girl for 8 months. She wants me to go home with her for a few days in March to meet the family, and I really love her, but I absolutely do not want to. I mean, if they're out here sometime, that's fine, but I don't want to travel and stay in her childhood room ever. How do I communicate this without making her mad?
Ever. You know what?
Ever.
I don't know, but if you figure it out, please tell me.
Write a book letting everyone know how to do
this
that.
The classic scenario.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, you never want to go back there? Like, that drastic?
Yeah.
Or can you go stay at a hotel instead of staying with the family? Would that be compromise?
That's a good compromise.
One good thing.
That might be your first reasonable answer.
You're still going to have to look at
it. Working on it.
And here are the pictures of her in the sixth grade. Oh. Yeah.
I would have thought guys want to stay in, their girlfriend's old room.
No,
I can't imagine that would be.
I think it's a turnaround for some guys, probably.
Probably,
isn't it? Like it's always in those, cheesy movies where they sneak out of the room,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the ladies at the guy's house, and he's got the Star Wars sheets, and
keep going. That was nice.
The Farrah Fawcett poster on the wall.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker.
Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.